Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habhagen.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
That's right. First day of school.
Happy first day of school. Happy first day of September.
Lots of firsts today. Yeah.
Happy first day of school to the parents.
Yeah. Like,
I saw the greatest thing coming into work today. I saw a mom, and she's got her three kids on the on the porch steps and taking a picture.
Yep.
Kid's got a Rapid shirt on, so I'm guessing it's Lincoln that he's going to.
Yep.
It was really cool. Literally, the house right next door to it, a teenager is walking to a car. A parent is walking from that car, not even looking at each other. not even acknowledging each other.
That's great. Oh, man.
I love this time of year.
Yeah,
I really
great.
Do.
I do, too.
Especially because my kids are in their 20s.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it anymore, right?
No,
they're done. They're all done.
Happy first day of school, parents.
Yes, yes.
And kids, enjoy. Kids,
yeah,
enjoy, kids.
Have fun.
Why are you listening to us? You should be at school.
Get going. You're supposed to get ready.
You're late.
Have your breakfast.
We have a lot of fun things to get into this morning. I did something I've never done, Seth. I missed the morning theme cue. I swung and I missed.
You clicked the
I clicked right by it and I missed it. So
that split second's going to cost you.
It's going to be that kind of morning. It's going to be one of those mornings. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. Of course, in the 7 o'clock hour, in just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, we have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. Sometime this hour, we're going to get into, are you from the Midwest? Only if you're from one of these 13 states.
Nice.
It's going to be interesting.
Let's get into it. Yeah, roll up the sleeves here.
Yeah. Speaking of the Midwest, Iowa Town asks, where did we put our time capsule? Where did that go? That's going to be an interesting
one. That's a good one, yep.
We got the most desired job at a tailgate.
Ooh. Oh.
Kind of interesting.
That's fascinating. Okay. Yeah. Can't wait for that one. Yeah.
We've got some great entertainment news a little bit later, including Carol Burnett possibly being a host on SNL.
Wow.
That would be cool.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And science says these are the best songs to listen to if you are trying to fall asleep.
Mm.
I'm going to put all them to the test. Seth and I are going to dive into those. There's a bunch of them there.
He's going to do some empirical studies. James is going to make sure that this is true.
And Seth, we're going to start the 9 o'clock hour with the 13 best opening movie scenes of all time.
Awesome.
And we're going to destroy all of them and tell them none of them are right. We'll see how they are. I haven't looked at the list. I purposely haven't looked. We'll see how it goes. Got, of course, some other fun stuff to get to this morning as well. I wanted to kick off the show in a positive note, and I actually had a place I was going to start, but then I went in back, and I saw that our wonderful listener, Diana, brought us a bunch of cookies again.
Yes.
Diana, thank you for feeding us.
Yes, we love the cookies.
It's the only time I eat, really, in the morning, is when one of our listeners, especially Diane, brings something, and we really appreciate it. It's very nice of you. Thank you so much for doing that.
We need to put a sign up. Please feed the DJs.
Yes.
Don't feed the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Opposite. Yes.
Well, yes.
Maybe we can even save some money by taking one of those signs and just putting a please. Something like that. Thank you. Again, best listeners in radio. And Diane also gave us a really nice comment and appreciate that. And in the last week or so, we have gotten flooded with a bunch of positive feedback, not a bunch of cookies, unfortunately.
No, we
just appreciate it, guys.
We do. We do appreciate it, everybody.
Seth and I and the rest of the staff here got to meet to our other new owner, Sage, yesterday.
Yes.
And it was great. It was a really fun conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about the future when it comes to WFHR. Not many times that an 80-year-old station can say that it is growing and evolving.
Exactly.
Especially in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That feels good. That's pretty cool. Along with that, you're going to be hearing some fun stuff during our commercial breaks. Of course, our usual wonderful sponsors that we have, the best sponsors in radio.
Yes.
We also will have a no-weather sponsor, so we want to welcome Hartel Monuments to our team.
Yes.
It's great.
Very good. Thank you very much, everybody, for them.
Appreciate them being here.
Yes.
Some other programming notes. In Morning Magazine today, we are going to be having in part one our friends Mid-State Technical College. We'll have Stephanie Bender, Dean of Student Success.
Okay.
Talk about removing barriers for students this school year, emergency funds, a lot of that kind of thing.
Very good.
Really, if you want an education at Mid-State, you got to come up with excuses not to, because they are going to find a way to get you into class.
They keep finding new ways to make it easier to apply, to get the funding, to get there. We online and on, you know, campuses all over the place.
Yeah.
It's such a great institution.
It really is. We're looking forward to that today.
Yep.
And not 100% about who our UW Extension guest is today.
Okay.
Now, UW Extension covers a broad spectrum of things, from everything from mental health to human services to agriculture to natural resources. Since I don't know who the guest is today, I worked last night to the bone covering all those subjects.
Whoa.
So that I can make sure. No, I didn't do that.
He does his homework, people.
I have a feeling I know who it is, so I did prep for that.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll see. We'll see. We'll find out today. After that, Over the Back Fence.
Mm-hmm.
Join Seth for that. Bring him your items you're looking for, items you want to sell.
Yes.
If you have a garage, a rummage sale, we know there's still some of those going around.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm also, the police are coming today.
Oh.
For Over the Back Fence.
Thank you for the heads up. I need that. And not because I'm doing anything wrong anymore, but I still have a guilty conscience for my youth. So I tend to go, you know, when they walk in the room, I tend to like get into the position. Like, James, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, no. They're going to be here for a good reason. I'm going to have a Officer Andrew from the Nakusa Police Department. They've got an event coming up to support their canine unit. So he's going to be in to talk about that.
I love every chance we get to have them in studio, especially when it involves dogs.
Yes, it does.
That's cool.
That is very cool.
I have to say, though, just to, and I don't mean to start on a soapbox here, but it is ridiculous that our police departments have to raise money for canine units.
It seems kind of strange to me.
It seems a little strange, right? It seems like something that should just be in the budget or worked in there taxpayer-wise or something like that.
See how useful canine officers are.
Yeah.
At every police station, they do so much. And that's one thing you think we could be able to agree on. But yeah,
I imagine that'll come up a little bit more in conversation today with the officer. And that's going to be a good conversation.
Yes.
Nice. That's a get. Nicely done. It'll be a good one.
Yep.
And we're used to having guests like that on Over the Back Fence.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that in a second. Just wrapping up our programming tomorrow. Greg going to have a great morning show. Terry John's going to sit in with us. We'll get the band back together. And speaking of bands, we've got FRM Fridays. Heartstrings is going to be with us.
Nice.
I worked all night on that segue. No, I just popped in my head. we love having Ben and Katie on.
Yes.
Period.
They're great.
That's it. I honestly could have them on and just have them on as co-hosts, let alone as
musicians. Who cares about the music? Yeah, exactly.
They're just great people.
Yes, they are.
It's going to be so much fun to have them on tomorrow. They're going to jam us into our weekend. That's going to be a blast.
Nice.
Also, tomorrow, of course, we'll have Paul. We'll have in Morning Magazine, we're going to have Representative Scott Krug. Always good catching up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of FRM Fridays, well, we've got Friends of Rapids Music's Connie Tomsky-Vaville tomorrow to wrap up Morning Magazine. Connie and I always have fun talking. It's going to be a great way to wrap up the show.
Music Fest coming up here.
Yeah, that is just a Saturday or two away, September 10th, FRM Fest. I will be emceeing that.
Yep.
It's going to be a blast. We'll meet you at Robinson Park for that free concert.
I will be broadcasting live from 5 to 8 there that evening as well. Yes, run on our sister station, WYRI. Yep.
That's exciting. That's really, really, really exciting.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So we'll be doing lots of interviews with Connie and a bunch of other people. We'll be playing music from some of the bands as well. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is really cool.
Yes.
I'm very excited about some of these things. With that, we also under, and again, I'm getting ahead of myself. A little bit later today on the radio dial, you'll be able to hear the Paul Chris Show. Join us for the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach at 6:05. Coach Christ, even without a game being played yet, has something to say. He's a great conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
Always, I actually really would. He's one of my as far as like Wisconsinites or in-state people, top 10 interview. Top 10 guy I'd like to interview in the state.
That would be really a good one. Yeah,
maybe even top 5. Maybe because he's just I could spend a good 10-20 minutes talking to him about things outside of football. He's just a really interesting guy, very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good show today at 6:05 right here. Then tomorrow on our sister station, WIRI, be sure to catch great high school football action. Assumption taking on Pittsville. They're going to be traveling for that one to Pittsville. That's where Randy Paul will be on the call, y'all. 6:50, our pregame will start. Join us for that. Randy and Don, when they tag team together, when they team up, you can't beat them. They're
That's gonna be a good They're one. The best.
And Saturday, rejoice, my fellow college football lovers. Yes, it's back. I'm more excited about college football back than the NFL back.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
I don't know why.
That's
I don't really have a rhyme or reason why, but I'm just excited. And it kicks off this Saturday for us, really. It's already kicked off last week.
Yeah, right.
Really, technically, for the
for
Big
us,
Ten.
Yeah.
For us here in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Wisconsin versus Illinois State, 4 o'clock, right here on WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about change. We're talking about different things moving around and all that. And our audience has been through the ringer in the past year with that.
Yeah.
We went from being a talk radio station, information station, to being all of a sudden we're music, we're entertainment, we're in your face, we're all that. And then, just kidding. Just joking. Kidding everybody. We got you. We got you on that one. That's a pretty good prank, right?
A year-long prank. Wow, that's pretty good.
we prank. We go all in. But no, now we are back with Civic Media being more talk-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to a number of listeners, and I think that there was a, certainly change is going to bring out different things of people.
Right.
Nobody, very seldom do people make the time to leave good comments.
Yes.
If you're on Yelp, if you're on Facebook, if you're on anything and you look at the comments section, it is the worst of humanity. It always is. A nun goes on there and leaves a horrible comment. Like anybody. Like it seems like almost everybody.
It seems that way, right?
But very few people leave good stuff. So we kind of understand that. Yeah. I've been through this situation 7 times already.
7 times.
In 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what to expect. Yep. At least I don't assume, but I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't expect was a lot of the questions, and I really enjoy that. I like people engaging and being like, why is this happening? What can we expect? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The barking and whining and all that, like that's... That is that. Hey, it's freedom of speech. You have every right to write what you want.
It comes with the territory. Yeah,
I have the right to respond with thank you for your feedback. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Keep on listening. We encourage you to keep giving the station a chance.
Yeah.
If not, we wish you well.
Exactly.
We're all adults here.
Yes.
There's no reason for the whiny name calling and stuff. But that's I'm again used to that.
Yes.
Especially in the last 7 years.
It's been a long. Yeah, it's been a while. So.
But with some of this stuff, what I appreciate with those questions and those interests are the hope and the idea of something really unique happening here. Because with what we had with Heart of Wisconsin Media and Marcus and that, we had a new opportunity to reinvent ourselves, to grow as a station, to evolve. And again, 80-year-old stations don't get that opportunity in 2022.
That's right.
We're very thankful to that, and always will be.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus is welcome here anytime he wants, especially because I believe he still has the keys. I'm joking. I'm kidding. I don't think that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
We just show up one morning, Marcus is hanging out.
Okay.
But I think that was a really positive, not obviously for a lot of reasons, a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things it did, even with us kind of going back to talk, is kind of show that our new owners and our listeners, there is a format for entertainment, for music, for local, bringing local acts on and these things.
Right.
And we got that. I don't know if, like, while we had been doing that already, we really got a chance to do it in spades. We really got a chance to do it in large form, in free form. Really.
Yes.
And now we know, as after this meeting with Sage yesterday and the conversations with him and Mike and all this, that we are still going to have a lot of creative freedom around here. We're still going to be able to do original content right from this studio here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
The locally grown radio moniker is going to stay as long as that stays.
Yes.
And we're very excited about that. I don't think you can ask for much more. We are moving over the back fence.
Yes, we are.
That show will cease to be Monday through Friday starting next Tuesday.
Yes.
We are going to welcome in a show that we've already had on the air.
Yep.
And As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bray.
Yep.
Interesting how this worked out that Kristen has a Wisconsin Rapids tie-in here and everything.
She does,
which
is awesome.
That's great. I believe her family still lives around
here. Her family still lives around here, yep.
Spends time here in Rapids from time to time and everything.
She mentions it a lot on her show, actually,
about Rapids. Yeah. Just hilarious. Got to say, again, when I'm talking about top 10 interviews, and Sage was all about this, too,
okay,
by the
great.
Way.
Yeah.
We're doing a home and home at some point.
Yes.
She's going to join us on the air. We're going to join her on her show.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
She is fantastic.
She is good.
Really,
very
really
good.
Nice. Listen, she is going to be extending her show 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That means that she's going to start at 11 and go to 1.
Yep.
So
or to two, or I guess. Two, yeah,
two.
Yeah.
Because I can't do math.
That's why you're in radio.
Right, right. When I, the only reason I can't any good at math is because of radio. Exactly. Like 20 years of radio, yeah. I've had to like force
you have to learn something, to, like, right? Yeah. Time. Yeah.
With it wasn't something that was an easy decision.
No.
I think when I talk about these things, what I want to do is show people behind the curtain because I know they like that. And it's part of what we do here. I should say part of what I do. And,
yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to hire people and work with people to do a similar thing.
Yeah.
Mike and I talked about this quite a bit. And it was something that he didn't necessarily want to do. But we really, the As Goes Wisconsin show is not only popular and growing in popularity, it's a very good show.
Mm-hmm.
It also really is able to cover so much of Wisconsin. Really, it central Wisconsin to Madison, back and forth, a lot of that. Kristen does a great job of those things, and I think she does a nice job with the tone of the show, the theme of the show and everything.
It's a great way of putting it, yeah.
But we didn't want our listeners jumping into her show at, you know, an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts that second hour with, wow, what a great interview in that first hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the what? You know, I missed that. What? Especially if we're being blunt here and honest, for a show that was not bringing in the huge numbers.
Yep.
We've asked you guys for years to call in more, to use Over the Back Fence more.
Yep.
We've asked you to spread the word about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was the reasoning behind it. We were trying to drum up some more interest. It's, you know, if you look at the history of the show and its many, many iterations, the many time slots it's been in throughout the years, I was looking at something. Pam showed me something yesterday that it looked like it started, let's see, I think in the late 80s, I think, is when Over the Back Fence started, and or when they changed the name and the format a little bit. That it's changed a lot, but it's not the same day as it was in the late 1980s, where you had the where it was more like a classified ads on the air kind of thing, and it was really useful. A lot of people did it to sell and buy items that they needed to find that, you know, specific buyer, like your classified ads in the newspaper. Well, like the classified ads in the newspaper, guess what? There's new avenues for that now. It's called the internet.
Yep.
And there's easy ways to get stuff from people. You've got eBay, you've got Craigslist, you've got all of that stuff. So many of those websites. And that's the new way of doing things. And so it's just the demand has not been there for a show like Over the Back Fence, at least as the way it's been set up throughout the years. And it has changed some. You have to remember that, too. It's not always stayed the same, either. It's changed a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, but in... It's not that we don't think there's a place for it. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to keep it. We're just going to move it to a one day, a single day on the weekend when hopefully more people will be available. That's kind of what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
To call in. We want to collect still mailbag items so we can all throughout the week so we can read those over the air on Saturday. And so it just, for a lot of reasons, for me anyway, this is my personal opinion, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it just is, it was going to happen eventually.
It was, yeah.
It's just, it's never easy when it does. And we don't expect it to be. But I think that with the combination of Kristen's show taking in that slot and it not losing the show, it just being moved, is going to be a positive for everybody.
I agree.
We'll be able to tell you next week more about the time slot and where Over the Back Fence will be able to be found from now on.
Yep.
And we'll get into that more later. But with that, the show also has guests. We have Bill Heck on from time to time. Every month with a monthly veterans update and many other regulars on that show over the years.
Yep.
Those people will still join us.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to join us in the morning hour.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Maybe more of a recorded segment.
Mm-hmm.
Just specifically to talk about Bill Heck in that monthly veterans update. As long as I'm here, we'll find a way to make him get him on the air.
We will find a way.
We've always worked with Bill's schedule because we appreciate him and the time that he gives us.
Absolutely.
And being able to put some time and focus on our veterans, which I don't think enough people do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're never going to stop doing that.
No.
I always say this stuff like, as long as I'm in this chair or whatever, I feel confident that no matter who's in this
chair. It doesn't matter. No.
That's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of things are going to stay. If you notice, everybody, it's not subtraction as much as addition and division.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
And that's, again, that these are things that we're excited about. We hope you are, too. And giving them a shot, giving them a chance.
That's all we ask, really, at this point. Yeah. Just give it a shot.
Do want to, again, thank Sage for coming up this way and hanging out with us yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
Really great to meet him.
Yeah. We got to get him on the air with us sometime,
too. Yes, we do.
Get all these guys out of it. I want Mike on the air with us more. I had too much fun with him when he was on the air the other day with us a couple weeks ago.
I want to get him here right at 7 in the morning. I just want to see what he's like in the morning.
Yes. Oh, that's we have to do that. We have, Mike, you've been warned.
You've been warned, man.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come back with our National Day of Calendar to Seth and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, it is 57 in Stevens Point, 59 in Marshfield, 60 in Wausau, and as Jen said, 59 here in Wisconsin Rapids. On this September 1st, 2022, we'll fix that in post.
Yeah. But
it's not a live show. Don't worry about it. And as we, Seth and I, dive into our National Day of Calendar for this 1st of September, it is World Letter Writing Day.
Hey. Get out your lined paper.
Yes.
Get out your quill pen.
Yes.
You have one. Mm. Write a letter, everybody.
Mm. I've always wanted to use one of those. I've always wanted.
Oh, the old quill. Yeah. Well, even when you have to dip within the inkwell and
Those seem like they'd be a lot of. I just want to try one.
They also look like a pain in the butt, actually.
They kind of do. There's a reason the ballpoint pen
was invented. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
They have not really had to evolve the ballpoint pen much. Maybe with the cool one with the added colors.
That's about all they've done, right? And that's all you need to do, really.
Those are still one of my favorite things. Like the pens with the red, the blue, the black. I don't know why, but I love them.
When I joined the Archie Comics fan club when I was a kid, I got one of those.
Nice.
It's really cool.
Nice.
I loved it.
Did it? How the old ones though? Do you remember? Like they wouldn't click.
They would
stick. They would stick. It would drive you nuts.
You can't jam it through.
Oh, I hated that. It is also National Pink Cadillac Day. Sideburns, hip thrusts, and a pink Cadillac.
Hip
dare
thrust.
To live larger than life. I just wanted to read that out loud.
That's good. I'll get my pink Cadillac. I just got it sitting out back here. You know,
I'm not a big fan of that song. Roy Orbison, I believe's version isn't so bad.
Okay.
I don't think there's any Bruce Springsteen song that I dislike. Like, there's songs that I won't listen to on repeat.
Right.
But I don't really have anything of his that I hate. He's not like one of my favorite artists, but like he's just one of those guys. I don't really dislike his music or anything. But his version, a pink Cadillac, I can't take it.
It's not
it,
doing it for you?
No. It's no. No, it's just wrong. I don't get it.
That's funny.
If you happen to have a pink Cadillac, though, today is your day.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
Let's do it.
It's National Tofu Day.
All right. Check out some tofu.
It is so a good day to bring out those chopsticks and dipping sauces.
You know, I don't want to make the – do people – I know people still make fun of tofu. Isn't that kind of tired?
It is.
Because it's not – because so many people use it now for any different number of things. If you like – they said get out your chopsticks. If you've ever had like a roll, like a Japanese roll, sushi kind of thing, they use tofu in that all the time. They use tofu in some of their soups. So, yeah, I've actually gotten to like tofu quite a bit.
I think, too, with the ways that you can make it and prepare it has grown.
Yeah.
I've heard of fried tofu.
Yep.
And anything fried, I will eat. I will try. So
deep fried tofu. Kind of takes away the health benefits. But, you know, hey, at least who cares?
You know? Yeah, no, you're right, though. It probably does. It's National No Rhyme or Reason Day.
Okay.
And they have just a bunch of pictures of oranges.
Orange slices.
Yeah.
For no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. This day aims to recognize words that do not rhyme with anything. It also encourages activities and actions performed without a reason.
Okay, got it. Oranges, there's nothing that rhymes with orange. Got it.
Yes, this day is very random, but that's exactly what makes it so enjoyable. And guess what? It's based on a famous idiom from a Shakespeare play.
What isn't?
So, you're right, yeah. So without further ado, understand the entertainment factor behind the day and celebrate it to the fullest. Here are a few non-rhyming words to get you started. Orange, woman, purple, spirit, and chimney. Now come up with a list of your own and start sharing. That's fun. I like that.
That is fun. Veronica. Veronica, except for harmonica, that's the only word that rhymes with Veronica, actually.
If you're curious, the Comedy of Errors, that's the play.
Oh, is that what it's from? Okay, very good. Yeah. Very good.
And, there was something else in there, too.
Okay.
There was one other thing that I wanted to see.
Okay.
For those who don't know, idioms are figures of speech. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, that was the one thing.
Yes, okay.
National Child Identity Theft Awareness Day.
Hmm.
The National Child Identity Theft Awareness Day. Learn about protecting your children in this digitalized world.
Wow.
Anytime that you can update your skills on that one is not a bad idea.
Any kind of internet safety for anybody? I mean, I like the fact that they have a specific one for kids, but I mean, it's just a reminder, you know, how unsafe the digital world can be in terms of your personal information and all that stuff.
And while these keyboard cowards and scammers out there are always looking for different ways to do these things, there's also a lot of the security end of things that are always looking for ways to counter that.
And exactly.
Vice versa.
Yep.
And I know they didn't necessarily plan this, but this being the first day of school for so many out there, I think it's very fitting that it's also National Acne Positivity Day. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Let's be positive about this today.
What's worse, being a kid going to high school with pimples or a pimple or what have you?
Yeah.
Or being an adult and still dealing with them?
Well, I know there's plenty of adults that still do deal with them. And as adults, I don't think it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It really shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't, but it also shouldn't happen. Like, okay, the day you graduate high school or finish high school or whatever the case might be, that's when all your acne, like glands or whatever, like, we're done. Like, high school, that's it. Done with acne.
James, you sound very bitter about this. I don't know why.
I've dealt with this. Okay. That's why I've dealt with it. I'm a Jew. I got bad skin. That's what we get.
Oh.
We get curly hair and bad skin and weird food. We get a lot of holidays.
I don't think the food is weird. I think it's wonderful.
Nicely done. Thank you. You got points with my mom and I.
There you go. Yeah.
It's also International Cabaret Day.
Oh, Cabernet Day. Oh, it's the wine. Yeah.
Now, we've had a couple of these with wine this week or last week and everything. And again, first week of school starting and these, like, I don't know if there's a connection there.
Is there a connection there? I don't know.
I might be reaching on that one, but it is also Ginger Cat Appreciation Day.
Oh, for all our orange fur tabby friends, yes.
I'm a fan of those. I like them.
Yeah.
And it's Chicken Boy Day.
Huh?
Yeah. Now, this one's a weird one, I'll admit, but I actually know this one.
You did? Okay. Let's do it.
So, this day celebrates the statue of Chicken Boy, a man with a chicken head, located on Avenue 5-6 at the top of the Future Studio. Chicken Boy has been a prominent fixture for 10 years and counting, standing at 22 feet tall and holding a bucket of chicken. Chicken Boy was originally a promotion for a fast food restaurant based in Los Angeles. And it's just kind of since become kind of a thing, like that people just celebrate.
That's fascinating. Yeah. That's like a cultural artifact. My goodness.
It's on top of an art studio located in Highland Park.
Chicken Boy Restaurant. So there was an old chain in L.A. called Chicken Boy Restaurant. Interesting. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Just a couple more for you. Cherry Popover Day.
Yummy.
Not bad.
I like popovers.
Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. This is the day we celebrate this day because the building securing and zoning builders are hard at work.
Yes, it is hard work. Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Got a lot of friends in that industry and a lot of former coworkers in that industry. And American Chess Day.
You into chess?
Love chess.
Oh, good.
Not very good at it.
I was going to say, we could get a game together for that, because I enjoy chess as well.
You will enjoy playing me. You will enjoy it, yes. I have been learning to get better at chess since I was a kid, playing my grandfather. But I honestly, it's one of those games where, like, I think a lot of the sports that I enjoyed at a young age, I learned how to get better when I failed at them.
Oh, yes.
And I honestly, with chess, it's one of the few things. I don't like losing at anything.
Yeah, I know.
But with chess, I don't mind it as much because I always learn from every loss with that one. It actually, chess reminds me very much of one of my favorite quotes of all I've ever heard.
Mm.
There's kind of two versions accredited, one to Nelson Mandela, one to Tupac Shakur. I never lose. I either win or I grow.
Mm.
And that's kind of how I look at chess. I don't really lose necessarily. I get slaughtered sometimes in that game. Yeah, but I learn with that game. And it's not a coincidence that every great general we've ever had, whether it's our country or another one out there, all of them, I wouldn't say masters at chess, but all chess players.
Yes.
Every single one of them in human history, going from Patton to Schwarzkopf to every one of them.
It's all about strategy. That's what chess is. In fact, it's a military game. It was based on, it's really old, but it's based on, military things. That's right.
You like playing chess?
I do.
did you ever play Chinese chess or checkers or any of these other games?
Oh, yeah. I've played that. My kids right now they like checkers a lot. They're really into checkers, but they have played chess a little bit, especially Roan. He seems to like it. We haven't played it in a while. Hmm. But that's the other thing I was going to say. Chess is a great hand-me-down game, too, from generation to generation. It's one of those games that will never go away because we love, putting it down. Hey, have you ever played chess? Here, let's teach you how to play chess. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun game. So,
we'll take a break, go to Melissa's News. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you at 7:42 on the clock. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody. We're going to dive into a fun one in a second here, but I did have to send a quick shout out, especially because I don't get to do Playmakers every day. So I got a sports moment here I got to get to. I got to, I had a class last night, but I got to see a little bit out of the corner of my eye who I believe, and I'm saying this understanding being a prisoner of the moment. I completely get that. I believe the greatest tennis player I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I can say that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the greatest of all time, just saying the greatest I've ever seen.
Good. There you go.
Serena Williams is 41 years old. In tennis, she might as well be 89.
Yep.
She just went up against yesterday the number two best player in the world, who I believe is like 20, 21, something like that. Annette, who is a great tennis player in her own. And Serena beat her. Just beat the girl down on the tennis court. It was ferocious. I don't know where it came from. Nobody was giving her a chance in this match. They thought it'd be a competitive round because this is kind of Serena's curtain call. It's probably going to be her last year. She is a one-time mom, but has interest in being a mom again.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for women in that sport, it can be 2 years off at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in tennis, when every day you get older, you are that much harder to get on the court.
And that's the thing, yeah.
It's not easy.
No, not at all.
She's the greatest I've ever seen do this.
Yeah.
Men, women, it doesn't matter. I've never seen anybody more dominant, more built for the sport. Her body, her instincts, her agility, every bit of it, her mind. And even at this age, and with the injuries and all these things, and again, she is a mom, just dominant. Just dominant, man. This isn't supposed to happen.
Even if she doesn't get any further, I mean, just this like you said, it's a curtain call. And man, she could not have gone out on a more amazing note. It's really great.
We've also seen Tiger Woods, Tiger and Serena have not parallel careers because Tiger got going a little earlier, but almost
very similar. Close time wise. Yeah,
rise to stardom, rise to championships at similar places.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Tiger over the years, especially lately, show a little more emotion. Especially when he wins on a Sunday, the fist pump and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I've never seen Tiger Woods like I did last night. He was at the match watching, and Serena knew he was out there.
Mm-hmm.
She wins the match. She gives him the Tiger fist pump because Tiger is losing his mind. He's like he won or like he's got like stock in her or something. And he's just a fan.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful, cool moment right there to see. And again, like you said, we don't know how many of these we're going to get to see. We don't know how many more she's going to win. I know that she didn't win the U.S. Open necessarily, but her doing this on U.S. Court matters to me.
It means a lot.
American tennis matters to me. I'm very disappointed in the men's game. We haven't had a male rank in the top 10 since Andy Murray, I think the guy we celebrated the other day, his birthday. And I'm a homer. I love my American tennis players. Mm-hmm. I grew up, we were spoiled when we were kids, man.
Yes, and that's kind of what's changed about, especially the men's side, that the other, I don't want to say the other countries, it's the other, you know, these other players have come up mm-hmm. and they've dominated the sport. And I can't feel bad because, like your friend, Chris, you know, mm-hmm. I am Swiss, so I have to, you know, Roger.
right.
Got to bring up Roger Federer, you know, because he was one of the greats of all time. But yeah.
I think Federer may be the greatest I saw in the men's game. And I say that loosely because I did grow up again in 80s tennis and seeing a lot of the greats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we've got we've got three other ones or two others in the Joker and Nadal, a lot of those.
Oh, yep. So. Those guys, yep.
It should be fun to see what happens like going forward here with this.
Just great, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did want to see, talking a little more sports, sort of here.
okay,
we're entering prime tailgating season, mm-hmm. and if you are a serious tailgater, you know that every organized tailgate requires several roles to fill.
Yes, you also live in Wisconsin,
right? Oh. Right. Yes. Where tailgating is a sport,
it is
a sport in this state. We take it serious,
very seriously.
In a new poll, 29% of people said that being the grill master is the best job at a tailgate. That person is important because 34% of people agree that it's better to have just one dedicated person at the grill.
Yes.
There has never been a grill manned in human history, though, that doesn't have the armchair quarterbacks. Every grill that's ever been manned, I don't care if it's just a guy outside at his own house alone and he's out grilling, within 5 or 10 minutes, 3 or 4 guys will show up. You time to flip that. Oh, that's really how you're going to use your coals?
Yeah.
You're going to use your coals that way, huh? Mm, yeah. All right.
I guess. Yeah. That's why I only grill alone. I don't want to hear it. I'm just like, no, just get away from me. I'm going to grill this now.
My dad is the best at deflecting that stuff. He's the best at it. I've never seen anybody deflect those things like my father. Like he's a goalie in hockey, just knocks them aside. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The second most popular job is side dish taster.
Come on.
Followed by game hype man.
AKA the hungry guy. Is that? Yeah. He wants to try everything.
Right. And the game hype man is basically all of us. Like the other tailgate duties include cup refiller and food server.
Good Lord.
Jeez. The average person attends 2 tailgates per year, and people say the best group size is 11 people on average. And of all the people who are usually invited, your grandma is most likely to arrive last. That's interesting. I like that.
Grandma.
Now, there's a couple things here. For one, mm-hmm. I want to see the guy who tries to like do this with his buddies. Okay, I'm going to be the grill master. You got to be the food taster. You're the cup refiller. Like, where are you guys going? Where are you guys? I was giving you your jobs. Where are you going? All right, they're gone.
Yeah.
And I saw that finger, Brad. I saw that. Nobody's going to listen.
It's going to last 5 minutes anyway. Yeah. Everyone's going to be doing everyone else's job, except for maybe the grill master. By the way, any job that has master in it, I am the master of the grill.
Yeah. And people are
or a superhero.
Usually you jump on that. they're missing a couple jobs though. Passed out guy, a guy who passed out before the first inning or the first quarter or anything like that. Yep. There's always that guy.
The guy just has a little too much. Yep.
And Mr. Even if his name is not Freddy, even if there is somebody in your group named Freddy, Freddy Freeloader. There's always that guy. He can't just be Freeloader. Hey, Freddy Freeloader over here.
That's why you get enough people. And then that's when you can be that guy because you can show up. No one will know who you are, but they all think someone else knows who it is, right? Like, say, I know. Say, hey, do you know who this guy is? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I thought you knew him.
I like that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Another thing to remember, everybody, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, Laura Lockwood from Weather Eye Weather Center going to be joining us.
That's right.
It's going to be so much fun. We are so excited about that, to have the gang joining us again.
It's been a long time since we got the call in, and that was always one of it's always a highlight, right? Yeah. I like it.
It's nice to have that staple back.
Yeah.
It was always a very popular part of our show. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to having that back, and a big shout out to, I think, the best weather team out there in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Wanted to get into this one with you, Seth, because I just find this really kind of interesting.
All right.
Here's how long different things make us feel happy.
Okay.
Sometimes one thing can turn your whole day around, mm-hmm. or half a day or anyway. A new poll looked at various things that make us feel happy and how long that boost lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is they're going very technical with this. There is actually a scientific side of this where, you know, dopamines and these things that our brain creates from happiness.
Right, right.
And how long they actually can last. So mm-hmm. there is a little bit of a meeting of the worlds here, I think.
Yeah.
I want to start at the bottom.
Yeah, let's do that. All right,
going to 11. A cold beer on a hot day. 3 hours and 17 minutes that'll last you of happiness. That's how much happiness.
Wait. So how 3 hours?
3 hours and 17 minutes, they are saying. That'll boost you.
Wow.
How long that boost will last.
Well, you know, for those of us that don't drink beer, mm-hmm. Any kind of cold, you know, like that cold, tasty beverage on a hot day, I think I would include that in there, too. So,
Receiving a compliment. 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can last for days on one.
Yeah, me too.
I really can.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. Yeah. I don't know how to take them, but I definitely...
But it's nice. It feels so good.
Yeah. Number 9, eating chocolate. 3 hours and 34 minutes. Now, I also think one of the fun things, and they don't talk about this on this in the survey here, but one of the things I think is interesting is comparing these.
Okay.
So getting a compliment is almost as good as eating chocolate. And if you're if you're feeling sad or something, mm-hmm. you eat chocolate,
right?
And like I said, you're seeing kind of it's not just that I just eat this because it tastes good. It actually
makes you feel better.
My brain is telling me to eat it for a reason.
That's right.
Just like your brain tells you, hey, I need water, or hey, you're hangry because you're hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
It tries to keep you happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains protect us.
Our brains are amazing.
Really.
Most of the time.
Sometimes they frustrate the daylights out of us, James's brain. Having a totally clean house, 3 hours and 36 minutes.
For me, having a totally clean house, that lasts longer than 3 hours. I mean, for me, I love being able to, you know, get that everything in its place and its order. It looks so nice.
I agree. I do find it ironic that that 3 hours and 36 minutes is longer than the house stays clean.
I've got two kids. You are so right.
That's kind of weird how that worked out. Finishing a workout, 3 hours and 36 minutes as well, so it feels just the same as cleaning the house.
And I know, James, you're kind of you're a workout guy. Yeah, you know, enjoy workout. For me, if it's yes, when you get to the end, I feel a lot better. It's just getting started. That's the thing I struggle with.
And even even though I've been doing it since I was 8, I do that. I have my days where it's like that. For me too.
Yeah.
Even especially lately, I'll be honest, it's been rough to do it. I get myself to do it, and once I'm going, I'm okay.
Right, exactly.
But it is hard to kind of get the engine going a little bit sometimes. But I will say, we talked about this earlier this week. For many people out there, if you are cleaning the house, I would consider that a workout. You are mm-hmm. moving, you are exercising, you are bopping around and everything.
Yeah, you talked about that, and I agree with that too.
Especially considering that the boost it gives us mentally mm-hmm. is the exact same.
Yep, that's right.
Getting a really good deal on something. 3 hours and 39 minutes. No. That's a lifetime thing. There are things that I remember, like deals that I got.
I think that's almost universal. Because you will tell everyone you can find about, hey, man, did you know I got this great deal on the TV or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But this car, man,
You're so right, because that's absolutely true. Everybody, for every person that was like my Nana that would go to a garage sale and find a really good deal or something like that, is no different than my Papa, who would find a great deal on a used car or something.
And
the excitement level was the exact same. The bragging was the exact same.
The bragging, yes. You know, I did this thing.
Number 5 on the list, playing with your pet, 3 hours and 47 minutes. Yeah.
I can totally see that. Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't have pets anymore, but I grew up with some pets, and I totally can see that.
Number 4, your significant other saying I love you. You can get 4 hours of a boost from that.
4 hours. Wow.
That's an all-day thing to me. That's something that stays with you.
Yes.
Your favorite team winning a big game, 4 hours and 9 minutes.
Winning a game, if you win certain games, it's forever.
Right.
You remember, 2005.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember 1991.
Yep.
That'll never go away.
Nope.
That will never go away.
Especially because I was so young, like when the Bears won their Super Bowl.
Yep.
And of course I wasn't. The six championships of the Bulls. I can tell you where I was during every single one of those final games.
Yep.
And obviously with the White Sox in 05, mm-hmm. you with the Twins in that one. I imagine that Packer fans out there are able to say a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And booking a vacation, 4 hours and 31 minutes for that one.
Yeah, it's when you finish booking a vacation.
Yeah.
Going through it, it can be kind of annoying and stressful. Mm. But when you finally get done with the plans, then you're like, ah.
And again, 4 hours and 31 minutes from that. And again, one of the things that I think is kind of encouraging about this list is spending quality time with your family, 4 hours and 33 minutes. Nothing is probably going to give you the boost like spending time with loved ones.
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool to see that the science backs that up as well as theory.
Perfect.
I think that's what we would normally say.
I think so.
But I think it's also kind of a go-to answer.
It is.
Especially if your family's like right there. I'm just kidding.
Spending time. Well, I always spend some time with my family. We don't want to spend time with you. You know, we've had enough.
We're going to come back after CBS News. We're going to kick off the hour with Are you from the Midwest? Only if you're from one of these 13 states. We'll dissect that when we come back. We also have Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. Plenty more fun coming up on Mornings on WFHR.